What up, though, y'all? We back on this podcast again, man, on this Wednesday. Wednesday is a Wednesday, and we got Carla back on the show again. And this show called the Guerrilla Marketing. We're going to get in full effect with the guerrilla marketing on how to use it onto your platform, into your barber industry, the hairstylist, how can you use it. And how I know how to use it is, take your flyers, go up there to the red light, knock on car windows, pass out flyers while you're at the in the intersections. If you can do it old school way, go to the light, pass out them flyers. You know what I'm saying? If you want to make noise in the marketing industry, you know, barber industry. What's your input on the guerrilla marketing?
About guerrilla marketing, I think of like marketing on like a grand scale.
Grand scale of what?
Like, so to speak, like making commercials and ads and stuff like that.
Correct.
Or the EDDM. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that.
And let's talk about, you was telling me about flyers going to people's houses. What's the mailbox thing you was talking about?
That's the EDDM, Every Door Direct Mail.
Oh. Okay.
But if you do it through the post office.
So you want to talk more about that? Mm-hmm. And what? What's the pros and cons on that? What's the pros?
Well, I guess the pros is you will reach more people. The only con is like figuring out like where exactly you want your flyers delivered to.
Oh, okay. I want my flyers to start off. I wanted to go to loyal officers.
That would be a form of guerrilla marketing, the Every Door Direct Mail. Mm-hmm. So you touching a large base at one time.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, cool. So she's right on that, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm just, you know, getting into it with guerrilla marketing, knowing I just read about it today. You know, I got educated a while back in business class, but, you know, I totally forgot about it. So this is what I'm gonna add on to my business. I'm gonna see how this is gonna work with the Primo brand, with the Studio 6 brand. We're gonna see how to like execute it and ways on how to like just really just go full force with it. Anything else, Carter, you wanna talk about marketing? What else? What else resources you got with this marketing?
I know marketing is a vital part of any business. Mm-hmm. So whether it's guerrilla marketing or social media marketing or traditional marketing, you got to do it. Mm-hmm.
Then you got to enhance it too, enhance it. And today, you know, I spoke to some students today, and you know, I was a little shy about that, but you know, we did it, we got through it, and you know, educating them, getting them to the next level, the next step, you know, and then also, hold on.
I see y'all working with the students. That was good to see.
Yeah, that was definitely great, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just to see, you know, students come out of the barber school and to listen to them wherever they going at, and and they feel in this field, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because everybody has a story to tell in the industry. And my instructor told me, Marla, you need to work and get your license next. So that might be put in play.
Instructor license?
Yeah, that might be put in play. He told me to work
how
on
you
that.
Do that? He told you how to go about doing it?
He said go to Atlanta Tech. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm like, okay, then. So that's something I'm gonna take up on. The older you get, you know, being behind that.
You gotta take it. Where I'm from, as long as you've been working as a professional cosmetologist for 2 years, you could be an instructor.
Oh yeah, 2 years. It takes 2 years to get an instructor license?
No, if you've been working as a licensed cosmetologist for 2 years, you could automatically be an instructor. You don't have to go to additional school.
So what about a master barber then?
What's your name?
it's the same thing apply, right? In a way?
I'm not sure. That's the state of Florida. I don't know about the Georgia. I'm telling y'all might be different.
Oh, it is. You got to go to school.
Mm, That's crazy.
Yeah. Okay. Come on, let's do this thing. Let's see what you got. We playing speed, y'all. We back on the speed game. I'm gonna see what's going on with it. She got the win. She got the big B-I-G win. What else I want to talk about? So how's the booking system going for you? Like booking wise? Let's talk about booking systems.
Ooh, it's hard to find a good one.
They say the Esquire booking system is good.
Esquire?
Yeah.
I never heard of that.
That's a real good booking system. So I probably might see what they working with. You know what I'm saying?
You know that's for barbers or what?
That's for barbers, hairstylists. Mm-hmm. No, it might be mainly for barbers. I'm gonna say. So, yeah, that's all we got on this show, y'all. We just wanted to touch down on some guerrilla marketing for the hat industry, for the barber industry. And this is what y'all would need to add on. This is what y'all need to put on. Y'all come to Studio 6, book your appointment at primocuts81.com. You know what I'm saying? Book for a facial. If you come in, I give you a complimentary shampoo and include a little facial. So the next step, you know, see if you like it, and we'll go from there. Because you want more than just a haircut. You want all different services too, as well. You know what I'm saying? Because health is everything when it comes out of that. And what about you, Carter? What's your complimentary? What's your when you doing hair? What's your next goal and reward? Like rewards for your clients?
I give your shampoos as well if you relax. I give a complimentary conditioner because you need that if you're gonna relax.
Uh-huh.
Also, my clients wear a
shortcut. Uh-huh.
I include like a trim or edge up within it.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up, yo. So, Carla, go ahead and put your bio back in that thing again one more time.
I'm Carla at Boss Hair Boutique on IG. Mm-hmm. I'm on TikTok at The Boss Hair Boutique, and you can book me in Atlanta, the 8, at bossairboutique.glossjeans.com.
That's what's up. That's what's up. We up out of here. Peace and love. Blessings to all y'all out here.
Hey, hey, good evening, everybody, on this fabulous Tuesday. We're at Studio 6 with your host, Marlon, at Primo Cuts. And Carla at Boss Hair Boutique. So what we talking about today, Martin?
What we gonna talk about is goals. Goals. And what I mean by goals is what we are, what's gonna happen in your goal. What are you gonna, your chapters, and what you gonna see and how you gonna see it. Is it like a vision?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it a project that you working on, or you gonna build it up to a high expectation? And, you know, what top tiers are you in your goal right now?
Well, the way I look at goals, first of all, is either like short-term goal versus long-term goals. Mm-hmm. Right now, my short-term goal is to like build my business up to a certain level. Mm-hmm. If I could pursue my long-term goals, when I say a certain level, I want to make in a certain amount every week. On a consistent basis, if I could pursue my long-term goals, which are eventually working towards retirement. I've been in the game for a long time. Mm-hmm. So within the next, I'm going to say 10 years. Mm-hmm. I know that's a long way off. But I would like to open some salon lofts. And I would like to have two. First, one in Florida and one in Georgia.
That's what's up. Well, I want to have one here in ATL, and I want one in California. You know what I mean? I want to do like cast shows, be on TV shows on the set, cut in half. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because one of my clients, he was telling me, you know, he was in my chair and he was telling me he's ready to get back to me to cut his beard because he felt like one of the barbers didn't give him that type of service like I gave him, and he charged $150. So when he said, they said, man, you need to come out to the Cali. And I said, all right, I'll think about it. So I'm going to see I get a couple of roles out there, you know, fly back and forth. I'm going to do that. So I think that's going to be the next objective. I want to, you know,
that's interesting.
There.
I always wanted to do like be a stylist on the set, set up a movie or TV series, something like that. That would be interesting.
Yeah, because the barbers, they get paid $150 an hour.
Yeah.
So that's good. So you get about 10, 20 on that one day. Come on back, fly back up down that line. So that's, I'm working on that, still working on, building a high level of skill set in my field. And want to go to shows still. Like I said, I want to go to a battle show. I want to see what that's about, you know.
Yeah, they cool. We just went to the Brunner Brothers show in New Orleans. They had battles and stuff. I didn't really see the barber battle. I saw like a fantasy hairstyle battle.
Right. And see, when you go to those type of events, you can pick up, you can network, and then this person know that person know this person, and that's why it's a good thing to go to those events. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get the education that you need, so you can put that in your arsenal, you know? Just being in this game, I say being in this game for like 4 years, and you know, still growing, still learning, learning from barbers in the shop, even learning from hairstylists in the shop, you know what I'm saying? To where I'm at now, like, it's a blessing because I came from an urban barber shop to now like a top tier shop, and you know, that's that I'm happy about where I'm at, and then I'm gonna keep going, same thing with your business, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's the goal. Those are the goals I'm working at, and hopefully, with this podcast, you know, I want that to, you know, kick off like it need to be kicking off, and like people like want to like retire, like retirement. Let's talk about retirement. I think with retirement in the barber industry, hairstylist industry, it should be irritating. I want to retire about when I'm about 45 years old.
45?
About 45.
Then what you want?
I want to be 60 years old, humped over. I don't want to do that. I want my back humped over.
What 60 years old have a humped over back? You mean 70, 80?
I feel like that's how the system works. I was talking about this yesterday with my brother, man. We was like, because back in the country, you know what I mean? At retirement age, why they gotta say that you gotta retire at 60 or 65 years old? Why you can't retire in your early 40s and still live life? Why they wanna retire and be humped over and like, nah, you can't spend your money like you wanna spend because you all humped over and stuff.
Yeah.
They can't get on hard or nothing like that stuff. stuff like that. And like, I wanna be on hard.
That's why they made the blue pills for y'all to take.
Yeah, that's too it. And that honey, man. See, that's a problem. I'm just talking at the meantime, between time. But I say when I'm about 45 years old, come in about 2 days.
Oh, 45 is young.
Yeah, about cut half. Come in 2 days a week, cut half. Or run the business. And those my goals. And
45 is young. But I don't want to retire. You got no grandkids yet. I don't want to retire. I do rock all day.
You can take vacations, you can go to Greece, you can go to Italy, you can go to Rome, you can do all these things.
A lot of people that do retire when they like 6, they end up going get another job. They sit home doing nothing, drive people crazy.
Yeah, and then see too, when you then the kind of retirement is when you're not working out, like you say, when you're not working out, your bones get them popping all the time. You know what I mean? You gotta get that. You gotta be flexible with that thing. You gotta.
I think you should have balance with anything in life.
Yeah,
you gotta dedicate